Chapter 6. Problems for Tao. Poor Tao was terrified. Luath swam from one side of the river to the other a few more times to convince his friend to join him. Finally, Tao jumped in and began to swim in Luath's direction. But then something terrible happened. Part of a beaver dam collapsed further up the river. The water forced its way down the river, taking Tao with it on an enormous wave. The wave also carried Luath, but he was a good swimmer and escaped. He went to find Bodger, and the two dogs lay sadly on the riverbank. They were sure their friend Tao was dead. Rhino Nurmi and his wife lived with their 10-year-old daughter Helvi in a small cabin near the river. Helvi was at the river with her parents on the day of Tao's tragedy. Suddenly, an enormous wave pushed a piece of wood onto a big rock at the side of the riverbank. They saw a small limp body on the piece of wood.
"What's that?"
asked Helvi. Rhino went closer.
"It's a dead cat,"
he said. He put his hand gently on it. The animal opened its eyes for a second.
"Hey, it's alive! Oh, please let's take it home,"
said Helvi.
"Yes, maybe we can save it," said Mrs. Nurmi.
The Nurmis took the cat home. Rhino dried it, and his wife put some warm milk and brandy into its mouth. Helvi kept the animal warm, and an hour later, Tao opened his blue eyes again. Tao ate well and rested there for a few days. He was happy in this new home. But on the fourth night, he looked out of the open window in Helvi's room and thought about Luath and Bodger. He missed them terribly, and he had a journey to complete. Helvi watched her new pet as he jumped from the window and disappeared into the night.